At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh boy. Listen. The game keeps showing us who this team is. At least in 2025. Again, that's now 98 games of evidence. You know, you've all heard the old saying, when a person shows you who they really are, or tells you who they really are, believe them. 98 games into this season, and how can you not believe what we've seen over the first 98? Now, I understand the manager and the general manager, the owner, the players inside that clubhouse, they need to maintain belief. Got 64 games to play. And in 64 games, sure, a lot could happen. History has shown us that magical, jaw-dropping, second halves of the season can happen. A great August run, a September burst, and who knows what can happen in this crazy game. Sure. But that's all you're left with. Now, we talked about this after the series loss to the New York Mets. You're banking on magic now. You're banking on magic and other teams gagging down the stretch. They've told us for months who they are. They've shown us who they are. I have to believe them. It's becoming impossible to deny. Royals lose the opener in Miami in extras. Final score 8-7. And at the end of the broadcast, I thought Jake Eisenberg made a terrific point as he references the Hall of Famer Denny Matthews. And we've heard Denny talk, and I think all of us remember that 2015 game where he says, if it's your year, you win these kind of games. And I think it was the very next pitch, maybe Gordo went bridge, and the Royals won the game. Another example of the clairvoyant Denny Matthews. The experience that comes with being the voice of a franchise dating back to 1969. And Jake pointed out correctly that when it's your year, you win a game like this. Right? Royals find themselves down 5-0 after the third inning. They battle back, courtesy of a John Rave 2-home run performance. They battle back to tie it. Adam Frazier's first swing as a Royal puts the boys ahead in extras, but they're not able to finish it off. Final score in 10 innings, Marlins 8, Royals 7. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line is there for you. The number is 913-586-7965. And listen, this is a classic post-game show. This is why we have post-game shows all around this great country, all throughout this great game of Major League Baseball in every city. You call in to complain, and there's a lot to complain about. I mean, every single aspect of the game had an instance tonight that you can point to and say, well, that is what a bad team does. Oh, the offense. Okay. First inning, 2 on, 2 out. Salvi's unable to come through. Hey, guy can't be perfect. Leadoff man on in the second. He never moves off of first base. Man, 2 on, nobody out in the sixth inning, and you don't score. Jonathan India, rough day. Rough day for India. Another rough day for India. Now, defensively, now the defense gave the Marlins a run, in my opinion. A third inning when John Rave and Kyle Isbell collide with one another in left center field. Now, they made the out there, but that collision, to me, led to some trepidation on a pop-up off of the bat of Kyle Stowers that falls in between Isbell, Rave, and Bobby Witt Jr. in shallow center field. Had the defense communicated better, who knows where this game is. So the offense, you guys want to complain about that? I'm in. You want to talk about the defense? Let's go. Both facets have been disappointing this season. The defense has fallen just short, and the offense has been all-time brutal. Starting pitching-wise, Seth Lugo, he's able to give you 6, but he gives up 5 earned runs, and he's out-dueled by Sandy Alcantara. I think most of us are willing to give Seth Lugo a pass until you realize that, man, a performance like this is a double whammy. Not only does it lead to a loss, but it also is a slight knock on his trade value. Speaking of, Carlos Estevez in the bullpen. Estevez takes the loss as he gives up not just the place runner in the 10th, but gives up a walk-off 2-run bomb to Kyle Stowers in the 10th. Throws him 3 straight fastballs, and the third is at the belt and destroyed. Offense, defense, starting pitching, relief pitching, even the base running. You got Tyler Tolbert in there, pinch running for your captain, and Jack Caglione doesn't even give him a pitch to run. First pitch hacking by the rookie, and it's a little dribbler up the middle, doesn't even square it up. Offense, defense, starting pitching, relief pitching, base running. Take your pick. Man, I don't even want to say it's a demoralizing loss. It's just further validation of the nervous feeling I had going into this game tonight. And the feeling that we all have going into the now final 64 games of the season. We have nothing to hang on to. Nothing to point to and say it's going to be better. I don't. If you do, let me know. Again, the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the 8s or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Again, that number, 913-586-7965. Royals lose despite scoring 6 runs or more. For the first time all year. They scored 7, but it wasn't enough. as your two biggest trade pieces give up all eight runs? Let's go to the phone calls. Let's start off with Mark in Lee's Summit. Mark, you're hitting leadoff on this Friday night. Go ahead.
Hey, just your opinion. Does Caglione still deserve to be up here in the major leagues?
Yeah, there's no better option down there in the minor leagues, in my opinion. You called him up. You're riding this thing, especially if you don't start winning. You know, what are we talking about? MJ Melendez, Drew Waters, these guys are not going to make any sort of impact on this team at the big league level. Certainly not. They're not going to bring the type of ceiling that Jack Caglione brings. So if you're going to turn this thing around, it's going to be with the weapon that Caglione is. You've tried Melendez. Massey's still banged up. Cags needs to get it going or else this season's going to continue to go down the tank.
You brought up our two biggest trade prospects. Who else is possibly for sale if we go that route?
Appreciate the phone call, Mark. It opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. It really begins and ends with those two. Lugo is a must. Have to trade Seth Lugo. Carlos Estevez, I'm fine if they bring him back. You have him for $10 million next season. He's worth it. I'm not trying to pinch pennies for John Sherman. You're better with Carlos Estevez on your team. You have him under team control next season. Keep him. Now, you get an offer that you can't refuse. Sure, pull the trigger. Adios, Carlos. Nice knowing you. Thanks for the performance. Lugo, Estevez. You want to flip Adam Frazier again, Mark Canna, Michael Lorenzen's banged up. Yeah, that's really it. I mean, Angel Zerpa, Daniel Lynch, John Schreiber, reliever, but you know, the return there is not going to be anything to write home about. Guys like Bubich and Mike Howell and Vinny, I just don't see that happening at the deadline. Bubich maybe in the offseason, but not in the next 13 days. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Tyler in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals fall to four games below 500. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tyler. I think we lost Tyler. That's unfortunate. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. The loss goes to Carlos Estevez. Seth Lugo gave the team length after giving up five runs in the first three innings. But we're past really celebrating that. You tip your cap to a veteran doing the veteran thing and grinding through six and keeping his team in the game. But it just can't happen in this situation against this team in a series this important. First place Cubs are waiting for you. Royals head to Wrigley coming up on Monday. And I heard a lot of people today just kind of chalk it up a series victory in Miami. And now you have your hands full. Feel good about tomorrow with Waka on the hill. You feel good about the finale, too, with Chris Bubich. But I'll tell you what, that Jansen Junk kid you're going to face coming up on Sunday, that's no joke. Royals have never faced him. He's been dealing of late. And again, the Royals offense continues to struggle mightily. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Brad in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Brad, go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thank you for having me on the show.
Of course.
So at what point do we start talking about Q getting the X?
For what?
For
what did he, what did, what, no, I'm asking, like, why are we firing him? Because they're four games below 500? Do you think it's a different manager would do something different?
I don't see the fire. I'm sorry. I'm 55 years old. I've watched a lot of Royals baseball. I do not see the fire in Q, ever. The other day when he those two overturn stolen bases and second base, eventually you have to get out there and just get out there and
okay,
get thrown
okay.
out.
Sure. Let me ask you this. I want you to say, without cussing, please, because you want Q to go out and scream at an umpire, keeping in mind the umpire's not the one that made the decision, right? It was instant replay. It was the people in
it's
New York.
New York.
Okay,
New York.
So what did you want Q to scream at these umpires? I would like to hear it, and please don't cuss.
I will not cuss.
Okay.
I want him to go out and say this is unacceptable in a nice way, but without cussing, but enough's enough.
So yell at the umpire about the replay system.
No, I'm not. No, Vern, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is,
well, what do you want him to scream at this umpire to get thrown out? What do you, what's
Vern,
he yelling
do you
without?
Do you want to hear my answer or not?
Go ahead.
I want him to go out and show his players that he has passion, that he has their back.
By saying what?
It doesn't matter.
Well, okay. Thanks for the phone call. Then you don't have an answer. Don't tell me to shut up and listen to your answer when you don't have a freaking answer. What are you talking about? Go out and scream at somebody that has nothing to do with what everyone's frustrated about. I just don't know what the hell you've been watching over the first 98 games where you go, you know what we need? A manager to get thrown out. That would turn things around. These are professionals making millions and millions of dollars, and you guys consistently give them a pass. It's unbelievable how this always happens. You refuse to ever blame the players. It's wild to me. Let's go to Brandon in Kansas City. Brandon, you're on the postgame show.
Oh, my gosh. Bert, thank you for taking my call. Dude, long-time listener. I talk to you here and there. You know me. I'm not a norm, you know, but like you know me, Vern. You're spot on. I'm gonna try to be respectful and I'm gonna try to be courteous on the air because I'm in my car and I can say whatever I want to say in my car. Bro, you are freaking A1, dude. You are A1, brother. Man, I didn't listen to the game, nor did I watch it, nor do I have to. I've been a Royals fan since George Brett, Dan Quisenberry. We don't gotta go there. Yada yada yada. Blah 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 blah. I get it. Okay, but nowadays. I feel like a lot of Royals fans get complacent, you know, like I'm not mad at you, bro. I'm not mad at you at all. I respect you. You're definitely there through the thick and thin, you know, I come on air just to listen to you, you know?
Well, let's get back to it then, Brandon. I appreciate the phone call. If you want to listen, you can just keep listening, though. I greatly appreciate the phone call. Sounds like the cops are after you. Let's go to Cole in Olathe. You're next up on 96.5. The Fan as the Royals lose in 10 innings, 8-7 to the Miami Marlins. Go ahead, Cole.
Hey, Vern. So, you know, I haven't called into this show in some time, but, you know, I feel like whenever I do call in, I just have to, you know, get it out. And I feel like there's a lot of people listening right now who, you know, I've seen it on social media. I've heard it on the radio this week. The overreactions, I think, to a game like this are going to be there. People want the manager fired. That's not going to happen. Matt Quatrero took the Royals to the playoffs last year, and there's only been two other managers to ever do that. Like, people get, like, maybe not two, three, whatever. Yeah. Understand that he is doing the job with the players that he can. And I think it's pretty simple as far as the game goes tonight. The hottest player in all of Major League Baseball hit two home runs and beat you. You can't throw a 97-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle to that guy, and you said you can't give the players a pass. Carlos Estevez is an all-star closer. He's had two bad outings in a row, and the Royals lost. But that doesn't mean, as you brought up, earlier, that you're not going to get a good start out of Michael Wacha and Chris Bubich, because those are your two guys who, if you want this team to continue winning, are going to have success the rest of the season. So, you know, one game sucks, and it's one of those series that feels like it's really important, but things are never as good as they seem, and things are never as bad as they seem. But they're not going to fire the manager. If they do trade some people, they're going to get something back, but there's no reason to doubt what J.J. Piccolo has done because he has hit all of the right buttons. So really appreciate you taking my call. Continue to do what you do. Trust me, I know it's not easy when you have people who are mad and you have to deal with that every night. I do not envy you, brother, but continue the good work.
Hey, I'll take it. Thank you very much for the phone call, Cole. 913-586-7965 is the phone number. Previous caller asked about Jack Caglione. Tonight, Cags 1-for-4 with a walk. There's a leadoff single in the second inning, as I mentioned, and does not move off of first base. He strikes out with two on and nobody out in the fourth. Strikes out swinging through a sinker down and away out of the zone. He chased that pitch. Draws a walk in the sixth inning. And just a few pitches later, Nick Lofton erases him, hitting into a double play. With the man on first and two outs in the eighth, that's the Tyler Tolbert moment when Cag swings at the first pitch, doesn't give Tolbert the chance to get into scoring position, as in that moment, Royals were down by one. Tolbert was the game-tying run, and Cags never gave him a chance to tie the game up. And then Cags, with Adam Frazier on second base and two outs in the 10th, he pops out on the infield. So overall, 1-for-4 on the night. He's now 36 games into his big league career. And in those 36 games, he has 31 strikeouts, 7 walks, 19 base hits, and an OPS of 466. League average is about 700. Cags at 466. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Tucker in Platte City. You're on the postgame show, Tucker. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Basically, just wanted to say today that I'm holding out hope for this Royals team. And I'll tell you why. And I think I'm chalking this loss up to bad pitching. I think Lugo has a rare, horrible start his first three innings. And I think our closer, man, he has a rare blown save. I mean, we talk about his last outing. He did terrible. And then I know the All-Star game doesn't count, but he pitches well in the All-Star game. But who gives a crap about that? But it's still just not on par for him to give up three runs in the bottom of the 10th inning, man.
Agreed.
Yep. Let alone a two-run bomb.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point. And, yeah, Tucker, go ahead.
Yeah, and then I was also just going to say it's really good to see some of the prospects. I mean, I know Waters had a little run there where he's hitting close to 300. But we got Rafe tonight hitting two bombs, putting some life into the bottom of my lineup. And it really just makes a huge difference. You know, we put up 7 runs tonight.
Right.
And it sucks that India's been sucking. I notice when India has a good game, we typically win. And he's just a gaping hole in the top of our lineup when he's a gaping hole in the top of our lineup. And I just don't know what to do. But I think I think Cags may be up and coming. That's what I'm hoping. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, thanks for the phone call. He's talented. He's going to be a big-time weapon for this team moving forward. Yeah, and I still believe in August and September he'll be a real threat. Yeah, I'm not looking to pull the ripcord on Jack Caglione anytime soon. Your point about Jonathan India, no doubt about it. When he plays well, this team wins. When he scores, this team wins. You know, we were begging for a leadoff hitter last season. And we're still begging for a leadoff hitter this season. Yeah, Jonathan India has been incredibly disappointing. Royals scores 7 runs for the 15th time this season. They're now 14-1 when they score 7 or more. 913-586-7965. I'm glad you gave some love to John Rave. He is, you know, without question, today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing it since 1958. You can join today. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. John Rave with two on and one out in the fourth inning with his team trailing 5-1, hits his first big league home run. A 99-mile-per-hour fastball from Sandy Alcantara, a 2-1 fastball that was meant to go into the lefty Rave, but it drifts back over the dish. Rave puts a gorgeous swing on it, a 3-run blast, 422 feet over the right center field wall, and just like that, it's a 1-run game. Outstanding stuff tonight from John Rave. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Again, that's 913-586-7965. Rave then in the ninth inning. Team down one, right? They hadn't done anything since his fourth inning home run. He comes to the dish in the ninth. A 7-pitch battle. And Rave comes out on top. He gets ahead in the count 3-1. Works the count full. And he goes with a cutter that's out over the dish. He takes it to the opposite field over the left field wall, 390 feet. John Rave, a 2-home-run performance, and it's not enough. Royals fall in 10 innings, 8-7. Let's go to Tyler in Kansas City. Tyler, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Sorry for the drop call the first time, but I really appreciate you taking it. You know, just very frustrating. I still want to have hope in this ball club, but, you know, like you said, we just can't put it together. It's always either pitching or batting letting us down. I was very hopeful after that closed-door players-only meeting, but it's just frustrating. Our bats are alive, and then our pitching gives it up. So I want to understand, and I know we have an all-star closer, and it was just one of those pitches over the plate against a very good pitcher, but do you think we can cohesively win a ball game as a collective and enough to make the push? Because I think I saw something where we have less than a 5% chance of making the playoffs. And so just I'll listen offline, but just very frustrated fan tonight. Thanks for taking my call.
No, I'm with you. I'm just, you know, I don't actually, you know, thanks for the phone call. I don't know if I am frustrated. Because, again, this is who they've been. You know, to answer your question, Tyler, do I think they can put together a well-rounded effort where everyone contributes? A cohesive unit, I think you put it. Can I get a cohesive win? No. No, I don't expect that. 98 games into the season, I would say, and I'm being generous here, they've played 10 really good games. Like, we're all five facets play pretty well. And I really think that's on the high side. It might be closer to half a dozen. So no, I have no reason to believe that this team can do what they need to do to make this season successful. No. And yeah, man, I don't think I'm frustrated. I think I'm, you know, disappointed in my inability to find hope, to have faith, a belief in this ball club. I'm frustrated in the fact that I can't be frustrated after this one. Because I've been watching it for almost 4 months now. Right? End of March. It's almost been 4 months we've been watching this team do what they did tonight. Now, I'm not saying score 7 runs or have your starting pitcher give up 5 earned runs. No, those things are very abnormal for the 2025 team. But what I mean by I've been watching them do this for 4 months now, nearly 4 months now, it's just not look like a good team. Do things that bad teams do. It was all on display tonight. Take your pick. Offense, defense, base running, relief pitching, starting pitching, it was all there. I know some want to point to the manager and say, yeah, throw managing in there as well. Yeah, I mean, okay, you can do that if you want. I to me, it's a lack of execution. It's the ball players on the field that are letting us down more so than the coaching staff. That's how I feel. But I'm always like that. I have a real difficult time pointing the finger at guys that aren't even stepping between the white lines. I will when it's called for, but it, in my opinion, uncalled for tonight. Nice hearing from you. Phone lines are open. 913-586-7965. I know we're running late for a break, but I got to get to Brian in Maryville. Brian, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call this evening. And yes, from Maryville, but currently out in western Kansas, the family and all and us are headed out to Colorado. Thankfully, nice. We were able to listen to the game on multiple affiliates across Kansas. So, exciting game to listen to. Thankful for Rave and Frazier picking up the team. And I think you said it well. Lugo had a gutsy performance, which was nice to see in the last 2 to 3 innings he pitched. I'm calling a little bit in response to the caller that called earlier questioning Cotrero. And I'll be honest, I agree with that caller. And I was interested in your all's exchange because clearly he hit a nerve with you. You got pretty upset with him. And the irony is, you know, you threw in some curse words when you asked him not to, which I thought was pretty ironic. I will also say I appreciate the passion you showed there. And I think that's important. I think having that passion that you showed there is very important, and it leads people. And that's my concern with Q is I don't typically see that passion. And my concern with the team is I wish this team was led by a passionate leader, and I'm just not seeing it right now.
Well, so what about Salvi? What about Salvi?
So I'm talking about the manager right now.
Okay.
So are you concerned that Salvi isn't passionately leading the team?
No, I'm just saying if you're looking for a passionate leader, would you call your captain? Yeah, I'm just saying, would you call your captain a passionate leader?
I believe he is. I believe he is. But I would also like to see that in my manager.
Okay,
I mean, I think this team. I think this team would benefit from that. I often question some. I tend to think Q over manages. That's not my main point tonight. My main point is I agree with the caller that I would love to see more passion and fire out of him. I'm not gonna, you know. I know you all were talking about the calls the other night, the last series. I agree with you. I'm not sure what he's supposed to say in that instance. I think generally I would love to see a little more passion out of him, and I feel that this team lacks that.
I got you, Brian. Thanks for the phone call. Safe travels. Have fun. Take care. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7965. The Peterson and Associates phone line is waiting for you. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. Interested in your thoughts on Matt Cotrero and the passion. Looking for more passion from the skipper. Let's go to Chris in Lee Summit. You're next up on the postgame show, Chris. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, before I get to my comment, you had mentioned a couple callers ago, in between callers, that we're going to be facing somebody that the Royals haven't faced and who's been dealing lately, but I didn't catch the name. What was that name of that guy?
Jansen Junk. Like junk in the trunk.
So, yeah. I got to bet on junk then, because at this point, this is turning into a quickly overbearing dumpster fire. As far as this Quintero issue, I mean, Vern, you and I have had several talks before about him from a coaching standpoint, from an umpire standpoint. We, you know, we've been through it back and forth. You know, I don't know that he should be fired, but let me put this out there this way. You've got a coach who isn't as vocal that he probably should be, whether it's passion, whether it's, you know, getting in these players' butt. You want to hold these players accountable? Sure, I agree. They're making millions of dollars. They need to play the game and do it the right way. But if we don't have coaches that are going to take that step forward, if we're going to let the hitting coach stick around just because two or three players like him, we're going to let the manager stick around because two or three people like him, but he's not doing enough to get the control of these kids and get them on right track, whether it's passion, whether it's getting in their butt when they're doing things the wrong way or sitting them a game just because they're running their mouths or whatever the case may be. There's other things to handle these guys, but you just don't see it out of Q. He's too sweet of a guy, too nice of a guy. He's very passive. And I think that we need something out of him to say, hey, I'm fighting for you guys, but you guys have to do your jobs too. So do I think he's the right fit right now? Absolutely not. But I don't think it's one of those we got to hurry up and fire him next week, because at this point, I'm already counting them out of the playoffs. This is a dumpster fire. I am selling everything I can come July 31st. Just my thoughts on that.
Sure. Appreciate them. Thank you. Phone lines open for you, 913-586-7965. I remember when the Royals brought in James Shields in 2013. Well, I could even go back to 2012. I remember Ned Yost had a real issue with Alcides Escobar, you know, yucking it up at second base with the opposition's middle infielders, you know, hugging everybody, being everybody's best friend. And Ned voiced his displeasure to the media. I'm sick of us, you know, being buddy-buddy with our enemies. What are we doing? And I agree with Ned. You know, I'm an old school baseball guy. I'm with Ned. But then I remember James Shields showing up in 2013, and one of the first things he did was say, Ned, you know, leave the clubhouse alone. I got the clubhouse. It's a player's clubhouse. You know, we don't need the manager breathing down our necks. Ned agreed. Shields took over the clubhouse, ultimately handed it off to Eric Hosmer. Only time Ned Yost walking through the clubhouse really after that is maybe to grab a piece of cake from Lorenzo Cain. He knew the players had it. Ned Yost ultimately retires at the end of the 2019 season. Mike Matheny steps in and brings the type of fire and passion that I thought the clubhouse needed. I thought Ned got a little soft there at the end. His, you know, bon voyage on these 100 lost seasons in 18-19. I thought that clubhouse needed a jolt. A presence. And Mike Matheny brought that presence. And he walked that presence through the clubhouse quite often. I was there. I remember those guys getting tight when the skipper walked through the clubhouse. It wasn't a player's clubhouse. That clubhouse belonged to Mike Matheny, and everybody knew it. I was tense in that clubhouse. It was bad in that clubhouse. Now, the talent was also subpar, but as we've seen from Ryan O'Hearn and Brent Rooker and Brad Keller and others, they've gone on and performed well once departing that Mike Matheny clubhouse. I want that passion, that leadership. I want it from the players. I want it in the clubhouse. I want it from Salvi and Estevez, from Bobby and Waka. I want it from my leaders. I want the manager to put his players in the best position to win. I think Q does that more times than not. So that's where I stand on the manager. I'm not looking to the manager to be a rah-rah, let's go get him, let's go kill him kind of guy. I'm looking for Lorenzo Cain to run out of the dugout to try to fight Jeff Samardzija. I'm looking for someone to stand up for Jonathan India. I'm not asking Matt Quatrero to go fight Wilson Contreras earlier in the season to play a little beanball with the Guardians when they play beanball with Jonathan India. I'm looking for the players to lead. But that's me. That's me. 913-586-7965. Very late for a break. If you're on hold, I greatly appreciate it. It's going to be a very quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts right after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the 0-1. And a swing and a liner to right field. That's down for a hit. It's going to roll all the way to the corner, and two runs are going to score. India scores. Bobby scores. It's a two-run pinch hit double. Adam Frazier, and the Royals lead it 7-5.
Oh, man. I know you were. We were all excited. Oh, who knows what this game could mean. Down 5-0, and you take a 7-5 lead in the 10th inning. As Bobby Witt Jr. and Adam Frazier do the job. With Jonathan India on second base in that tie game, top of the 10th inning, Bobby Witt Jr. falls behind 0-2. But he gets a sweeper down and away off the plate, and he shoots it to the right side to the first baseman. And Bobby beats the pitcher to the bag for an infield single. Runners on the corners with nobody out. Bob steals second base, his 26th bag of the year. That's top five in baseball. So now with two men in scoring position, Vinny Pasquantino pops out to the infield. Michael Garcia stares at two pitches across the dish and then swings at one off the plate as he goes down on a sweeper. And just like that, it's two on with two outs, and Adam Frazier step into the dish for his first plate appearance as a Royal in 2025. Are they really going to blow this opportunity? Frazier says no. He yanks an 0-1 sweeper down and in, down the right field corner. And as Steve Stewart described, two come in to score. Royals go up 7-5. Carlos Estevez comes in the bottom of the 10th inning and is unable to make it hold up. Estevez takes his third loss on the season. It's his sixth blown save of the season. And the Royals drop a fifth straight game down in Miami. They're now 47-51 on the year, four games below 500 as they fall in 10, 8-7, the final score. Yeah, if you missed the bottom of the 10th inning with a placed runner on second base and one out, Augustin Ramirez pulls a hanging slider up in the zone from Estevez, pulls it into left field, and now it's a one-run game. Now it's a 7-6 Royals lead with a man on first and one out. Kyle Stowers, who hit a two-run home run in the first inning, an RBI single in the third, and then punched out twice. Stowers comes to the dish, and he gets a 1-1 fastball from Estevez. The third straight heater that he saw, all of them sitting about 96, 97. Now the first two were down in the zone. The third was at the belt. And the third was home run number 21 for Kyle Stowers, a two-run walk-off home run. And again, the Royals fall 8-7. But that Adam Frazier two-out, two-run double was tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk with Jude in Brookside. Jude, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Pretty frustrating loss. I mean, my thing is, at some point, you got to maybe consider moving Urseg to the closer spot. I mean, we've seen Estevez struggle, it seems like, all season, even especially as of late, he hasn't been able to get really a clean outing. So,
same with Urseg, though, right?
I mean, not really. I mean, look at him before the injury. Like, he was dealing. After the injury, he's been slightly less effective. But, I mean, last year he was – was he our closer last year? I think he was, right?
Well, no. No, Urseg was. But if we're doing the look at what he was before the injury, well, look at what Carlos Estevez has been all season. He's been an all-star.
Yeah, I mean, he was an all-star, but – I'm just saying it never seems to be a clean outing with him. Like
yeah, sure.
There's always runners on and him giving up runs. It's just
that's been the case with Urseg too. Since Urseg came back from the injury, he's been giving up. He's given up a base runner in all but one of his 15 games.
Yeah, but I mean, so is Urseg. So, like, I'm just saying, try it. I mean, at this point, you just kind of got to mess with stuff and see what works best for you.
Gotcha. Okay, thanks for the phone call, Jude. Let's go to Grant in Blue Springs. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Grant.
Hey, Vern, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Oh, not bad. I kind of want to just talk a little bit about one. That game's a good baseball game. I mean, we want to talk about, you know, oh, it's a disappointing. If we had a winning record, and that game happened, we say, well, that's a baseball game. It happens sometimes.
Well, of course. But if my aunt had a pair, she'd be my uncle, you know?
But, no, I actually want to go with the Estevez talk. And earlier in this year, I thought Lugo was going to be our trade piece. But with our injuries to the rotation, it kind of seems not as a good decision. But we talk about Estevez as possibly a trade piece. I thought that was silly because, you know, we have a couple, he's pretty cheap as a closer and multiple years on contract, blah, blah, blah. But as you're looking at it, if we do trade, will we be selling high with him right now? My thought on that is mostly just because, and Urseg hasn't been that great either lately, so that kind of hurts that discussion as well. But with that thought process, he has a negative or a less than a 1-to-1 ratio innings pitch to strikeout rate. As a closer, that's kind of disconcerting. What's your kind of thought on that? And, you know, is that you say, no, I want to keep him on the roster. Do you think that's actually maintainable for a closer? Or do you think that maybe trying to sell high would be the best option on that? And I'll kind of close out on that.
Yeah, no, I think you make a great point, Grant. You know, as far as Seth Lugo, I still think you need to move him. And yeah, you move Seth Lugo. And I said this prior to the All-Star break. If you move Seth Lugo, it's a white flag. You can't cover it. But still, I still think you have to move him. Because through 98 games, I've seen no reason to believe in this team. As far as Carlos Estevez, yeah, I think you make a great point. And you could also look back at his postseason past. You know, look at what he did last year with Philly. Wasn't the closer for the Phillies, but even in high leverage in big spots, wasn't great in October. The only reason, in my opinion, the only reason you trade Carlos Estevez is if you get an offer you can't refuse, or if you're just looking to shed money. Right, you're trying to save yourself $10 million next year. I'll spend that $10 million elsewhere. Okay, you know, if that's how it works, if that's the edict from ownership, okay, my guy got to play by the rules. If we only have X amount of dollars and I can get something good for Carlos Estevez, sure, I'll do it. and then spin and spend that money next year, next offseason, hopefully on a bat. But to your question of, is this selling high on Carlos Estevez? Certainly not as high as it could be. But he's healthy. He's still having what most would call a very good season. But I don't think Carlos Estevez would be acquired by a team that would place him in their ninth inning. So how much would you be willing to give up for an eighth inning setup guy? Now he's still going in the eighth, and to a previous caller that said, hey, flip-flop. Put Urseg in the closer's role. Okay, but that means Carlos Estevez is pitching in the ninth inning tonight. Estevez is still going to be on the team. You're telling him, I don't trust you in the ninth, but go get him in the eighth where you're facing the top of the lineup. Do I think this would be selling high on Carlos Estevez? Yes, because I can't say the alternative, right? I can't say the opposite. This isn't selling low on Carlos. Appreciate the phone call. Nice to hear from you again, Grant. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. You're on 96.5 The Fan. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. And it's certainly frustrating when you get all these runs. You know, you come back and you lose this game, especially when John Rave and Adam Frazier, you know, score all your runs. But you just got to win those types of games. Pitching, you know, I know it has been the carrier for the whole season, but they just had an off night, so I'm glad to see that the bats can score, but we just need to put like a good outing together. Like, we need to have good pitching and good offense. We can't just keep on having, you know, a good pitching staff like one game and then a good offense one game. We need to put it together, and I think that we will. So I just hope that we can get it back tomorrow and win the series, and then hopefully win on Monday, and I'll call you up in Chicago, Vern.
All right, buddy. Nice to hear from you. Love your optimism. I don't necessarily know what you're pointing to find that optimism. Royals are now 4-4 this season in extra innings as they fall in 10 in Miami, 8-7, the final score. We'll get back to the phone calls in just a moment, but what did the Guaranteed Foods player of the game have to say after this one? Here's John Rave and the audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, winning is kind of the most important part, but it was a pretty cool day for me at the plate, you know. Found a couple barrels and felt good.
Can you describe just the both of them for us? What were you looking for? What the approach was, both with the three run and the game time?
Yeah, I've just been working hard on swing decision and my swing itself, and got into a couple good counts there and felt like, you know, Sandy was probably going to go heater there. You know, guy that throws 99, 100 kind of consistently. So, just trying to get to a heater there and hit it up the middle and was able to put the barrel on it. And then the one late in the game, you know, he liked his cutter and went back door there and just tried to stay with it as long as possible and got another barrel on it, and that one felt good.
Which one does feel better? Because there's different, but, you know, pretty big moments of the game.
Yeah, I mean, probably the first one, just, you know, get that weight off your shoulder, get the first one on the board. But, I mean, second one also felt pretty good, you know, giving the team a chance late. So both of them in their own way.
What kind of energy does that provide? I mean, as you come into the dugout, you round in third, you know, being greeted by your teammates there in the dugout.
Yeah, I felt especially the one late kind of, you know, gave us a jolt a little bit, and, you know, everyone in the dugout was pretty hyped up about it, and, you know, unfortunately we weren't able to, you know, come out with the win, but at least the energy was there, and, you know, the whole team was kind of in it together there at the end.
All right, so he's saying the passion is there. Again, audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. Thanks to Annie Rogers of MLB.com for the questions there. Royals, with this loss tonight, are now on pace to go 78-84. Let's go to Tom in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Tom, go ahead.
Well, Vern, I'm going to say that was a long break with the boys being away for the All-Star break.
Yeah.
And the family missed it so much that, well, we loaded up the caravan and drove up to the Quad Cities to see the River Bandits this evening. And just had a terrific time. We took three kids up there. I was getting the updates throughout the Quad City game, and I was disappointed. And I'm a little bit like you. I'm I'm feeling maybe less disappointed and just know that this team is so much more capable of what they've actually shown us all year. Now, we have seen some good spurts. You said 10 games. Like, I would agree. It's not enough. What I'm a little disappointed about is just, you know, what we are seeing on the field consistently. There's still 62 games left this year. That's disappointing because, you know, baseball season is the best season. But what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, pack with the family from Davenport. We're going to drive over to Chicago, and we're going to see our Royals play the Cubbies in Wrigley. We're still optimistic. I do hope that we make some moves because maybe we can mix some things up a little bit. Again, they're not giving us what we all want to see, but all the callers calling in tonight, we all still believe, and that's why they're still watching the games. And, well, that's why we're driving right now towards Chicago. So let's believe. I hope we make some moves, and I hope that these players play up to what they're capable of playing up to, and I will leave it off the air. What I will do.
Well, real quick. Did anybody stand out? Why, Blake Mitchell, Carson Rockeford, anybody impress you up there?
You know, Carson looked pretty decent tonight. Blake wasn't that great, but it was still exciting to see him out there. I would say we were probably more riding the rides up there. If you guys haven't been up there, you guys, everybody needs to get to see this field. It is absolutely awesome. I am going to say that the Odyssey app, I'm going to always plug the Odyssey app because I heard that your caller driving across Kansas tonight was looking for how do they connect. You don't have to find it on the radio. Just go to Odyssey. You get to listen to Vern all the time. Vern, we listen to you in the morning if we miss your broadcast. But, again, what I want to say is maybe Guaranteed Foods would have been a little disappointed with our family decision because we did stop for ice cream tonight. But we're going to get back on that bandwagon and listen. You know, we'll try that Guaranteed Foods. But it was a good road trip. Again, we're excited, you know, still for 60-plus games of baseball. I don't want to say that we're necessarily big believers, but let's enjoy it while it's here, and hopefully we can find some lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, it's well said. It's a great phone call. Thank you very much. And you know, I'll reiterate something that I've said almost every single year for the last 13 years. I'm not in a race to wave the white flag. Now, I'm also not sitting here telling you, you know, holding up the Ted Lasso sign, believe. I'm not going to spew that at you. But like you're talking about, man, we wait all winter for this. We love baseball season, and then yet, especially on this show, it becomes a race to see who can say I'm done first. I never get that. You love the Royals. You love baseball. Why do you want it to end? Why? What is gained by being the first to say it's over? Oh, I understand it. And that's why I love the job. People like you, Royals fans, even the frustrated ones, even the ones that call me an idiot on the text line, on the air, on social media, because at times you are correct. I am an idiot. Thanks for the Odyssey plug as well. Yeah, if you ever miss the postgame show, you can find the podcast on the Odyssey app and really wherever you get your podcast, just search All Things Vern. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. The Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Let's head back out on the road. Talk with Joe. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Vern. How you doing this evening?
I'm well, buddy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm going to change the subject. I'm going to try to take your mind off tonight's game for just a minute. But, you know, I want to think back to the Royals-Mets series last weekend. And there's something that made me think there needs to be a rule change in Major League Baseball. Because I saw the same play twice, and I know you did. Both Tyler Tolbert and Bobby Witt tried to steal second base. They both got there in plenty of time, but they both slid across the bag, apparently came off for a split second where both were called out. And I understand that's the rule, that's the call. But, you know, in today's baseball, guys like Bobby Witt, Tyler Tolbert are pretty fast. They can't stop on a dime at second base. A lot of times they're going to slide across the bag. And when they do that, they're going to bounce up and down a little bit. And the good infielders keep the tag on the whole time, and they're going to be called out. That's why I think there maybe needs to be a rule change. And I'm sure this has been talked about by the powers to be time and time again. But, you know, I'd like to see him treat second, third base like they treat first base and home plate. You can run past first base. You don't have to stop on the base. If you get there before the ball gets there, you're safe. You come home, if you beat the tag, touch the plate, you can slide into the dugout if you want to, and you're okay. I'd like to see the same thing at second, third. Once you touch the bag, you're safe. And I think a couple of side effects, I think that would speed the game up because you see so many challenges when people apparently come off the bag. And those challenges, the play-by-play people, they go frame to frame. It takes forever to make a ruling on those challenges. And also, you look at the safety of the players. About the only way a Bobby Witt or a Tyler Tolbert could stop on the dime at second is to reach out and grab the bag, which could cause a shoulder injury, have the hand get stepped on, hook it with the foot, turn an ankle, something like that. So I don't see where just saying once you touch second or third, you're safe. I don't see where that would compromise the game at all. But I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you just – I don't see how you can get by with any sort of gray area. You know, if a guy doesn't slide, he touches the base and takes a few steps towards third – and then they tag him, he should be out, but then he could make the case of, hey, no, my momentum carried me off the bag. I never thought about going to third. I want to stay at second. Now, the reason why, in my opinion, that will never happen, what you're proposing, is gambling. Gambling is why we're seeing the proliferation of instant replay, and it's only going to continue. Automatic balls and strikes. The only reason that's going to be implemented next year, in my opinion, is because of gambling. The partnership that all sports leagues now have with gambling and the obsession that myself and most of you, most of this country has with sports gambling. It's too much money on the line. You can't get it wrong. But yeah, this has been the case since the implementation of instant replay. You know, the great comeback in Houston, game four against the Astros in the ALDS back in 2015. You know, right before that great comeback when Carlos Correa booted the ball, the big walk from Jubiutera and all that. You know, the final out of the previous inning was Terrence Gore. You know, barely came off the bag at third. Just a millisecond came off the bag, but it was the third and final out, and it felt like that game was over. No, Bobby and Tyler Tolbert need to adjust. You need to be under control when you're diving into second base, and you do need to hook the bag and stay on. It's tough, but they've also made stealing a little bit easier, right? Bigger bags, you can only pick off or throw over, you know, three times unless you get them on that third time. So no, I don't see it happening. I share your frustration. That's certainly not in the spirit of the rule. But, you know, the Calvin Johnson catch in the NFL, that's not in the spirit of the rule. The Dez Bryant play up in Green Bay, however long ago that was. It's not in the spirit of the rule. There's too much money on the line. You have the technology. I can see it. He didn't catch it. Can't stand. Because if you have that gray area, you've seen what happened in the NFL, how we don't know what a catch is, and now everyone thinks the league is scripted. You know, judgment calls in the NBA, people didn't trust the referees. People don't trust umpires. That's why we have the automatic ball strikes. It's all heading down a road of it all being computerized because there's too much money on the line. It always comes back to money. Whatever we're talking about, it normally comes back to money in this country, and this is no different. Thanks for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Royals lose 8-7. Seth Lugo does not factor in the decision. The loss goes to Carlos Estevez. Lugo gave up 5 runs on a season-high, 8 hits. Well, both are a season-high. The 5 earned runs and the 8 hits allowed. He didn't walk a batter. He punched out 5, and he went 6 innings. Still has an ERA in the 2s despite that porous performance. He's one of only 19 qualified starters in the show with an ERA in the 2s. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. We're going to take our final quick timeout. Get right back to your phone calls after this.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Maybe magnify the pitch. Rave socks it high in the air. Deep left center field. Stowers is at the track. Stowers looks up. It's out of here. A game tying opposite field home run for John Rave. What's better than hitting your first career home run? Hitting two.
Oh, nice job. Jake Eisenberg on the call as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. John Rave hits a three-run home run in the fourth inning to take a four-run deficit and turn it into a one-run game. 5-4 Marlins after Rave's three-run blast in the fourth, and it would remain a 5-4 game in the top of the ninth inning with one out and nobody on, a full count offering. John Rave crushes that seventh pitch against Fauché, I believe is the righty's name, out of the Marlins bullpen. Seventh pitch of the at-bat, a cutter out over the plate. Rave doesn't try to get big. He goes with it to the opposite field, 390 feet, 104 miles per hour off of the bat. His second home run of the night, his second home run as a big leaguer. Not enough, though. 5-5, heading to extras. Royals score two thanks to a big two-out, two-run double from Adam Frazier. But Carlos Estevez gives it back in the 10th, and the Marlins walk off the Royals. Kyle Stowers, a walk-off two-run home run. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Royals fall back to four games below 500. We'll take a dive into the text line coming up in a moment, but first, Big T and Shawnee. You're on the postgame show, pal. How you doing?
Hey, doing good, Vern, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. Vern, I'm fired up. I've held my tongue all year, but I'm not holding it no more, man. I'm sick of these namby-pamby, low IQ baseball callers calling in and wanting to fire the manager. He's the same manager who took us to the playoffs last year and beat Baltimore and almost got it done with New York. That's the same manager. He wasn't mad last year, though, was he? He's mellow. That's his style. If you want to fire, you're the same people who want to call in after the Chiefs game and fire Andy Reid. It's weak. It's worthless. No, he's not like that. He talks, but
team. Where's that guy? He was a turd. We ran him out of here. We got Q. He's going to be our manager. It's going to be fine. How about blaming the players? You talked about it, Vern. How about not taking over India, Pasquantino? How about driving runners in with in score position? Rip it, Bobby, Salvi. Hey, we need you guys. It's the players, everybody. Hey, how about not running the bases like a bunch of turds? Hey, how about like throwing the ball around like the Bad News Bears? You know, I'm sorry I'm ranting and raving, Vern, but it pisses me off, man. I love my Royals. I thought tonight, you know, part of the sophomore album was going to deviate to a rave party with electric dance music and an elaborate light show. But at Carlos Estevez was Buzz Killington. Let's go out beat him tomorrow. And as always, let's go Royals.
Big T, nice to hear from you. Stefan writes in, says something similar on the text line. Vern, did anyone question Q's passion last year when the boys made the playoffs? It seems that the fans want the manager to be a performer. Players perform, not the manager, signed Stefan. If I'm being honest, yeah, people did question Q's passion last year after losses, but no, not after wins. Still yet to hear someone question the passion after a win. That's when I think you have an issue. Because I remember under Mike Matheny, even after wins, I would still talk about how that's a tense clubhouse. Man, that dugout seems to be eggshells all over that dugout. Guys seem to be walking on eggshells in there. But Stefan, I appreciate it. Spike in St. Joe writes in, Vern, I think this lineup tonight is the one we need to stay with for the rest of the season. Believes that John Rave is coming around. Yeah, this lineup tonight is the lineup you saw throughout the Mets series for most of the Pittsburgh series. And I mean, honestly, I was surprised Adam Frazier wasn't in the lineup today. Good on John Rave. Rave puts up an 0 for today. I don't know what the call is to have him back out there tomorrow. Now, you hit two home runs, you drive in four. Yeah, I'm expecting to see John Rave in there tomorrow against Cal Quantrill. 3:10 for the first pitch. 913-586-7965. Text line from the 816. Hey, Big T, who wants to fire Andy Reid? Have you ever listened to sports radio in this town? Anytime the Chiefs lose, oh, here we go. We're questioning Andy Reid's game management. I've heard it every year, and I've been here every year of Andy Reid's time in Kansas City. After every loss, well, here you go again. Andy Reid can't manage a clock late. Oh, here we go. Andy Reid doesn't know how to handle a run game. And yet he's, what, one of the three, five greatest coaches in NFL history? No, Big T's 100% right. That's not unique to Kansas City. All sports fans do that. Because you love Mahomes and you love Kelce and, you know, we want to blame Dee Ford and Andy Reid. No, we don't want to blame Patrick Mahomes for throwing those first half interceptions. No, we want to blame, yeah, but you know, we don't want to blame Eric Hosmer. We don't want to blame Mike Moustakas. Let's point at Ned Yost. We don't want to blame Yordano Ventura. Let's blame Ned Yost. And like I was saying 10 years ago, I say the same thing right now. They're big boys. They can handle it. Bobby can handle it. Lugo can handle it. Estevez can handle it. Cags can handle it. And if they can't, they're going to be out of the big leagues quickly. So, yeah, Bob can handle it. He's still here. He's heard worse on the road, in New York, in Boston. You're not going to hurt his feelings. Nobody holds themselves to a higher standard than those guys themselves. Bobby, that's how you become Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, Michael Wacha, Carlos Estevez. That's how you're picked sixth overall like Jack Caglione, by holding yourself to a different standard than you and I. That's why they're the big leaguers. And we're just talking about these guys. That's why we're here and they're there, because they hold themselves to a higher standard. So we can do it too. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Let's go to Colin in the Northland. Colin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
I'm all right. What do you have for me?
I think
I think tonight's loss was a little bit disappointing. I wouldn't say frustrating. What's more frustrating, again, Big T took the wind out of my sails, is hearing all these people calling, asking to fire Q. At the end of the day, these are grown men. They're playing a kid's game, and they hold themselves to, you know, their feet to the fire more than anybody that this Q conversation needs to stop. I forget who on 96.5 said it, but maybe it was you. We have to go 500 on the road, and we got to win the series at home. This is the first game back. And, well, by the way, I hope you enjoyed your little vacation you got.
Thanks,
man. You know, we got to split the road games, and we got to win the series at home. And, yeah, tonight it sucks, but I still got faith in my boys. I still think we can turn it around. Let's go Royals. Take care, Vern.
Love it. Hey, you too, man. Appreciate the kind words. Very nice to see family. I don't get to see them very often, and I packed it all in. Hot everywhere in this country. Doesn't matter where you go. Just on fire. Victor in Raytown wants the Royals to trade Carlos Estevez. Text line 913-586-7965. Raj in the Ozarks is calling this one a gut punch. Donkeyed. The Royals got donkeyed. I haven't heard that. I've heard of a donkey. Well, I don't know if you're allowed. Does anybody still say that? Just my idiot friends back in high school, the one, yeah, whatever, who cares. 913-586-7965. Rally Mantis wants the Royals to trade Estevez and Lugo and to give Lucas Urseg the closer's role. Well, that'll certainly be the case if Estevez is no longer around. As far as Seth Lugo, let's hear what he had to say after this one. Again, 6 innings, 5 runs on 8 hits. 3 of them come in the first inning. Yeah, right out of the gate, bottom of the first. Jesus Sanchez takes a 2-2 fastball that was, you know, he wanted it in to the lefty, but Lugo allows the two-seam fastball to drift over the middle of the dish. And 431 feet later, Marlins are up 1-0. Two batters later, with 2 outs and nobody on, Augustin Ramirez smashes the second straight fastball he sees over the heart of the dish from Lugo, smashes it into left field, and then Kyle Stowers gets ahead in the count 3-1, and he's not fooled by the changeup. It's in the bottom third of the zone from Lugo, but it's still out over the dish, and Stowers connects 406 feet over the right center field wall, 104 miles per hour off of the bat. Stowers, of course, would hit the game-winning walk-off blast in the 10th. So 3 runs come in against Lugo in the first. So 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Leadoff man in that third inning is Xavier Edwards. He cracks a cutter left in the middle of the plate by Lugo, cracks it to the wall in left center field. And then 2 batters later, Otto Lopez, the 3-hitter for the Fish, blasts a hanging slider to the wall in deep center field. I mean, 407 feet off the wall in center field. Edwards comes around to score. Lopez replaces him at second base, and it's now 4-0 Fish. 2 batters later, after Rave and Isbell collide in left field, but the out is still recorded. 2 batters later, Kyle Stowers again. He drops one into center field as both Rave and Izzy are kind of hesitating as they see that ball falling in front of him and Bobby coming back to possibly make the catch. No one takes charge, right? It's Izzy's ball, and if it's not his, Rave needs to call off Izzy. Poor communication, the ball falls in, and the 5th run comes in to score. 5-0, all 5 runs charged to Seth Lugo. Let's hear what he had to say after the game to FanDuel Sports Network.
I think it just took a while to, I know I was throwing a lot of strikes early in the game, and I think it just took me a little while to, you know, get to the edges and off the edges to, you know, get them off balance. I think, going right at them out the gate, they were prepared and they were swinging early. So I think that's where they got me early in the game.
Is that just a mindset thing, just being able to get the pitches off the plate, or is that a mechanical cue or anything that you were able to, you know, make that adjustment?
Yeah, I think it's more of a mindset thing. Like I said, you know, going right at them, they were, you know, swinging at, you know, fastballs and, you know, two seams and cutters that were, you know, strike the ball. But I think once I expanded the zone a little bit, I got them to chase a little bit and slow down their swings and was able to get them off balance after that.
To be be able to get through six after it's at the beginning of you still pretty efficient there. And what does that mean to be able to, you know, still get through six innings?
Yeah, I think, you know, after we scored four runs and, you know, putting up a few zeros after that, I think that was important for the offense to, you know, keep battling and chipping away, which, you know, they did well tonight. You know, I think it takes us back to how resilient we can be at times. And, you know, it's a, we put together a good fight, but, you know, it's a tough inning.
Is that what you can take from a game like this? I mean, that's a tough way to lose, but being able to fight back in it and take it to at least what it was there, you guys being able to lead in the 10th?
Yeah, I think so. You know, one of our, you know, goals coming in today was to, you know, play all mine, and, you know, that's what we did. We didn't give up. We kept going, and, you know, that goes a long ways even after a loss like this.
Is that something you guys talked about, the goals to play all nine?
Yeah, you know. Whoever can play the best 27 and, you know, not give up until it's over, and that's what we did.
It seemed like maybe the curveball and cutter helped you later on. Is that, did you kind of lean on those pitches a little bit later?
Yeah, more so the curveball. You know, they put some pretty good swings on some pretty good cutters that I threw. So, you know, the curveball, that's what we broke out and got through the last three innings.
They put a lot of hard hit against you. Is that just a matter of, like you said earlier, you throwing some strikes and being ready for it?
Yeah, I think so. I think just, you know, being a little too aggressive and they match that.
And how are you feeling physically as you come out of the break after getting a little bit of a rest?
I feel really good. You know, I feel like I'm in a good spot. That's right where I wanted to be. You know, the last week was helpful. So, you know, time to, you know, go to work.
There you go. That's Seth Lugo again, courtesy of the FanDuel Sports Network. Great job by Annie Rogers of MLB.com. It's basically a one-on-one interview with cameras and lights and everybody breathing down your neck. And the great beat writer from the MLB.com, or from MLB.com, an outstanding job. Yeah, Seth Lugo gives up two home runs in the first inning, two runs in the third. And then after a leadoff single in the fourth, he retires the final nine batters that he faces, gives the team six innings, and he's done just that, giving the team at least six in 12 of his 18 starts this season. A tip of the cap to Michael Garcia, who made a gorgeous barehanded play for the second out in the fifth. Lugo, in those two home runs, he's now given up 17 home runs this season. He gave up only 16 all of last year. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, good evening, Josh. How you doing? It was a great comeback by the Rawls, even though they didn't finish it off. How about Ray, two home runs tonight? Good time to get his first major league home run. And welcome back, Adam Fraser, with that two double. And I agree with you, Josh. I wouldn't want to sell nobody. We're still not out of it. I feel another hot winning streak coming on. So let's take care of business tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Yeah, I hope you're right. Again, I don't know what you're necessarily pointing to in expecting another hot run. Now, you want to point to 2024? Okay, but we've been doing that for 98 games. Again, the sophomore album is not even coming close to the debut joint from a summer ago. Text line 913-586-7965. Will in the 660 is wondering if Cags needs outfield instructor Rusty Kuntz with the team to continue developing in right field. Listen, even if Rusty Kuntz is attached at the hip with Jack Caglione, in my opinion, he's not going to be an above average defender or even a league average defender until opening day next year. Again, the guy hasn't played outfield since high school. He's been doing it now for 2 months. Let's just be realistic about it. Learning at the big league level while struggling at the dish, trying to learn a new position, that's a darn near impossible ask. But the Royals are asking him to do it because they're desperate for offense. As through the first 98 games of the season, this remains the worst run-scoring unit in franchise history. From the 816, Vern, they should trade Carlos Estevez and Seth Lugo to Boston for Jaron Duran and the Red Sox top pitching prospect. Yeah, I would certainly do that. I don't think they would throw in a prospect. I think Lugo and Estevez straight up for Jaron Duran. Okay, yeah, I'd pull the trigger on that. know, Boston would get a top three starting pitcher to go along with Crochet and who's is Bello there too? Who's there too? Well, Lugo would become their two, and Estevez would become their setup guy, setting up Aroldis Chapman, right? But 1 year of Carlos Estevez and 2 months of Seth Lugo, I personally don't believe gets you multiple years of Jarren Durant and 6 years of their top pitching prospect. You could maybe get one or the other. Appreciate it. Another one from the 816. Vern, what do you think Michael Massey's future is? That's a really interesting question because I, like most of us, just love Michael Massey. If you're around him, you know, I always think of a moment in whenever Massey broke in, all the years are kind of blended together. What's that, 2023, 2022? It was the COVID year, right? So 2021, good Lord. Either way, I remember being in the clubhouse and Michael Massey, as the media walks in, he would like greet us and, hey, how you doing, Annie? How you doing, Jalen? How you doing, Vern? How you doing, Joel Goldberg? How you doing, Steve Stewart? Just the nicest guy. And I remember Ryan O'Hearn making a joke of, man, you can tell he's a rookie. Won't be doing that much longer. And I quickly corrected Ryan O'Hearn. I'm like, bro, you're still the nicest guy in the world and you've been a part of a ton of losing in Kansas City. And O'Hearn's like, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. There are good people in Major League Baseball. Ryan O'Hearn's one of the best. Michael Massey right there as well. And still, just a great young man. Still to this day, 4 years later from his big league career. So he hasn't been sullied by losing or by poor performance. But look, Massey's going to be 28 at the start of next season. He's not going anywhere. You're not going to sell him when his stock is as low as it's ever been. But, you know, injuries, poor performance. You look at his career numbers, he's, you know, well below league average. He's a really good defender, got off to a terrible start this season. He'll have another chance next spring training, but he's not a guy that you're going to write his name in pen for opening day 2026. Hey, you got to go earn it. Earn it down the stretch this season, maybe earn that spot in spring training. But sure, you know, Michael Massey is right there with... I guess I can't say he's the most disappointing player on this team because he's been injured, and I think Jonathan India carries that mantle, but... Michael Massey started the season as this team's number five hitter, as the protection for Salvador Perez. And nearly 200 at-bats into the season, he has an OPS below 500. Now, more than 250 points below league average. So what do I think his future is? I think it's all tied to health. If he's healthy, I think he's confident. And if he's confident, I think he's a good player. He hasn't been healthy in a while. Well, hasn't been healthy since last October, and last October he was a pretty good player. Yeah, it's difficult, but you know, them's the breaks. That's baseball. You know, sometimes you need some luck to go along with the talent. He has the talent, hasn't always been lucky, and obviously hasn't always been healthy. Coming up in Game 2 down in Miami, it's a 3-10 first pitch. And it's a pair of righties squaring off, veteran righties. Michael Wacha going opposite Cal Quantrill. Again, a 3:10 first pitch, which means I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 2 o'clock. Your chance to win tickets to see the Royals and Guardians next week at Kauffman Stadium, the Flo Rida concert. You can win those tickets tomorrow on the On Deck Show. Be listening at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan or on the app. Check out the Odyssey app. Just start listening at 2 o'clock and you'll have a chance to win those tickets. Thanks to Jacob Mustard back at the studio. Another outstanding job on the ones and twos. I really appreciate your hard work, man. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. Thanks for all the great phone calls. Let's do it again tomorrow, but after a win, preferably, right?
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.